not any come to you?
Stay here. Where are we? Here. Let me see what he wants. Farming my land.
Well, you just gotta give it a pull. You can't very well push a tractor, can you?
You have to, they've got three tractors down there. I suppose they can pull it out.
Is your dog a purebred?
No, my dog is, he's half dog and half, his mother is a purebred, toy shepherd.
He's a pretty little dog.
Yeah, she's a very nice dog.
What would you call a dog that isn't a purebred?
I should think about that. Monitor. Mm-hmm. Monitor dog.
Did you ever have a dog bite you?
No. My father, our dog was bit. We had a dog that went rabid.
I guess that's a pretty frightening thing.
It is very frightening. He just moaned and took on all night, and then the next morning he wouldn't eat and he started to run away, and my father shot him. And also at the same time, he'd seen a little small black dog in among the cattle, and he had bit our bull, and he took hydrophobia too.
Oh.
And
your bull?
Uh-huh, and they had to shoot him. He just would fall over, you know, and tore the whole lot down one night, and then he fell over in a convulsion the next day. So his neighbor and my father and our neighbor shot him.
Oh boy, that's heartbreaking.
Yes, it was. Shot the dog and also the neighbor's dog. Same dog that bit loose dogs.
Oh. I heard of...
In the early days, this neighbor, right south of us here, picked up a bushel basket of arrowheads up on his hill.
Is that right?
A bushel basket, the prettiest things you ever saw. Some of them be as long as this. Some little fine, little real thin, slender, and some thick.
Huh. Have you ever found any?
I've never found any, and I've been wanting to go over there and still look. I think there might be still be some over there.
Yeah, I might find some in the creek bed or some of the washes.
But the Indians must have made those arrows there or camped there or something.
Yeah. Seems
he took a bushel basket and he finally moved and went to Minnesota. See, he bought that land from the fella who had the Soonerage, you know. The fella that lived there was named Lee. He came down from Minnesota and bought that land.
The fella Sooner did, huh?
Uh-huh, he Sooner did, and he bought it for $300, you see.
Sooner, that means he got here a little early.
Yes, uh-huh, a little early.
Uh-huh. I'm always amazed when they find so many arrowheads in one place.
A bushel basket. And you know that they sold those, they had a sale. That sale was in 1909. And then they went to Minnesota. Well, in those days, we didn't have a dime to spare. We were saving money. We had all of our money on time deposits, so we could make these payments, pay for our farm. We couldn't buy anything. And how I did hate to see that bushel basket of arrowheads go for 50 cents.
Oh,
sold at auction down there for 50 cents.
Wouldn't that have been fun?
Oh, some were pink and some were blue and green. They made out of flint, you see.
I found a nice little bird point in Arizona. Oh, it was a gem, just about that long.
Oh, but then
I think someone stole it from me.
Oh.
But I enjoyed it while I had it.
There's a nurse at the hospital, an Indian nurse, and they had one, and it was black, and it used to kill birds, little fine. And someone got there, and all their arrowheads, too. Hmm. She was Indian. And she found that you follow one day. And what they did, they burned the little house. They had a chest full of Indian relics and things.